more fulfilling. Most of us have mixed feelings about sexuality, just as we have mixed feelings about money, especially related to spiritual life. Just like we don't picture spiritual people as having lots and lots of money, we certainly don't picture them as having lots and lots of great sex. Many of us wonder, you know, we start to regard, well, let's see, I want to become more spiritual. Now, does that mean I need to read the books on Tantra Yoga and extended sexual orgasm, or maybe I should become celibate? We're not really sure, so we alternate between the two. There's a story I once heard about a pope who died and went to heaven. And St. Peter said, "You were the best pope we ever had. You name it. One request, you've got it." And the pope said, "I want to talk to God." And St. Peter said, "Sure, second door on the left." So the pope went in there and he came out. Tears were coming down his cheeks. He was crying. St. Peter said, "What's the matter?" And the pope said, "Oh, I made a big mistake. The word was celebrate." Now, there are people who study with Taoist masters. Some, you know, they study celibacy. And they go, well, you know, maybe that's really... because then you generate all this sexual energy, the kundalini up your spine, and you hold that energy and you become more creative and spiritual and godlike. You get away from the lower drives, the animalistic drives. But I've noticed that most of the books on celibacy are written by old men. Have you noticed that? What I'm trying to be here is realistic. There is such a thing as motiveless celibacy. How that manifests is, and a person may engage in intimacy, hugging, touching, even sexual relations, but the person is motivelessly celibate. The energies are so balanced in their body that they have no need for orgasm. It doesn't mean they avoid contact. They can be loving, intimate, touching, holding, and express that, but they have no need for orgasm. That is pretty rare in most of our experience. It's different from repressing it or being blocked or being too tired. Embracing your sexuality, as I said, is embracing who you are. We imagine we're sexually sophisticated, don't we? I mean, gee, we've read the books. Today's world, we talk about it, you know, it's more open on the radio, they talk about various things. But we're really not very sophisticated about sexuality as a culture. Look at Dr. Jocelyn Elders, the Surgeon General of the United States, who, in trying to be realistic, suggested perhaps that young people who are not going to practically abstain, that would be best. And most of us agree, it's probably best for young people to abstain from sexuality. But many of them don't, as you may be aware. So she suggested it might be better for them, rather than get into situations that create maybe venereal disease of various kinds, including AIDS, and also pregnancy. And then the question of abortion or not, all this mess. She suggested perhaps it'd be better if they would masturbate. It was bye-bye, Dr. Jocelyn Elders. She was gone, like practically the next day. And we think we're so sophisticated and so practical and open about sexuality. Jimmy Carter, President Jimmy Carter, whatever our views are years later of the effectiveness of his presidency, was one of the most moral, good men we've ever had in the presidency. And yet one day he looked at his shadow side and he confessed that he had lust in his heart. Raise your hand if you've had lust in your heart. And yet, he never regained full credibility. It was a laughingstock. People made fun of him from then on. Nope, we're not that sophisticated. Why do we have embrace your sexuality as one of the gateways? Because it is a central area of problems for most of us. No matter what we know, let me ask you, do you have an uninhibited, spontaneous, truly intimate, loving sexual relationship? Well, some you may, if you've known each other more than 2 years, we should say. But many of us, it becomes problematic. it's a symptomatic thing. If we're not getting along, then it changes. If we're getting along, most people don't. So it's an area that still traps our attention. We either want sexuality if we don't have it, or we wonder if we should be fantasizing this or masturbating or not, or who we should be having sex with, when, or what's appropriate and what's not. It's a lot around sexuality. That's not just open, natural, normal part of life. So it traps our attention. It's one of those areas that needs to be transcended, understood and resolved as a natural human function. You know, it's always seemed to me crazy. Since we all are sexual beings, in some way, unique to us, we express ourselves sexually. And it's always seemed nuts why some people are so concerned of whether a person chooses to have sex with someone of the opposite gender, or the same gender, or a cantaloupe. Don't we have more important things to be dealing with and thinking about in life than this? Than minding someone else's sexual expression? A spiritual master I know once expressed the opinion that homosexual relationships are no more degenerate than a lot of heterosexual relationships. So the question is not whether you're